English Reading Practice, Exercise 27, Presentation Skills Course, Part 5 of 28, Advanced Level. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use synchronized reading. Just see the link in the description below. And a quick reminder, continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. So let's begin the reading. Five preparation techniques you need to know. The first of our five presentation techniques will give you the tools you need to compile great information for a truly fascinating presentation. Questions for digging. Use the following questions in your research and preparation to dig and gather information. What, why, when, how, where, who? Remember these famous words from Rudyard Kipling in his short story, The Elephant's Child. I keep six honest-serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when, and how and where and who. These are very effective tools for getting the facts and information you need to put together an interesting presentation. Just working methodically through the questions is a simple exercise which can yield great results. The second presentation technique provides a warning when dealing with technical terms. If you are a specialist in a particular field, guard against the temptation of using technical terms before a lay audience. It may indicate you are highly qualified in your field, but if no one understands what you are saying, what's the point? Drawing from history, Abraham Lincoln, in his first address to Congress, used the expression sugar-coated. A personal friend suggested this phrase was not dignified enough, given the audience that would be hearing it. Lincoln's reply? If you think the time will ever come when the people will not understand what sugar-coated means, I'll alter it. Otherwise, I think I'll let it go. The lesson. Use terms and expressions the audience can immediately understand. Avoid technical terms unknown to your audience. If you have to use them, make sure you explain them. Using a thesaurus is another great presentation technique which will enhance your style of presentation. Use a thesaurus. Once you have selected the material you intend to include in your speech, make generous use of a thesaurus, so you use a wide variety of colorful, emotion-arousing words. Instead of using the word beautiful over and over, try alternatives such as gorgeous, superb, elegant, picturesque, exquisite, magnificent. A thesaurus is available online at thesaurus.com. Whether you are speaking in a large auditorium or smaller conference room, the next presentation technique will do much to reduce anxiety. Check the environment. If time allows, become familiar with the room or hall where you will deliver your presentation. Walk around. Sit in different parts of the room or hall. Get a feel for the environment. Get on the platform or stand at the front and pause for a few minutes, taking in the scene before you. This helps greatly in reducing nervousness and helps with visualization techniques. Newer public speakers will benefit greatly from this suggestion. Rehearsals. To express your ideas clearly, they need to be clear in your own mind. Often it's not until we try to put something into words we realize we don't fully understand the idea to the extent we thought we did. That's why practicing our presentation out loud in private is so important. rehearsals iron out the wrinkles. So we do all our fumbling and groping for words in private, so we can present a smooth, clear explanation in public. These presentation techniques can do much to help you put together a presentation full of great material your audience will love, and help you deliver it in a confident way that will be remembered. Next, the five-step starting routine. Well, that's the end of the reading. Be sure to check the resources in the description below. And when you're ready, go to the next video in the Presentation Skills series. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now, and build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Go to goodenglish.online.